Call the meeting to order at 6 o'clock. Okay. We have a moment of silence, please. Okay, and we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a bit of housekeeping. If you have any electronic devices on, we would appreciate it if you would turn them off during the meeting. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lorenzen.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Okay, has anyone signed up for the comment sheet?
Nope.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Hearing none, do we have any written communications, Sam?
We have one email dated October 5th, 2015, from Carrie A. Mitchell regarding utility billing for residents of Blaine, Washington. And I did respond to that, okay.
So that's
to that email.
That's been resolved.
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, approval of bills in the amount of $353,156.96. Approval of payroll in the amount of $495,789.78, and approval of the council minutes for September the 28th, 2015. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion has been made.
Second.
And seconded. Any other comments or questions regarding it? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Motion carries 7-0. Next item on the agenda is the council action items, and we have none this evening. Next item is the 2016 budget.
And we don't have anything additional.
That. Nothing on that. Next item is the commission committee and board reports. First item is the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee. Mr. Wilbrecht.
Just shortly report to the group continues to meet. We're putting together a kind of a report to the council on the status of the Economic Development Committee, which we plan to have done into the council by the year end.
Okay. Thank you, David. Steve, any on your two committees?
No report this time.
Okay. Bonnie, on the Blaine Chamber of Commerce.
I did attend the meeting last Wednesday, and it was a pretty good turnout. And the speaker was a gentleman who happens to live in Blaine, and he's a member of, if not the director, I'm not really sure, his business card didn't say, but he's from Whatcom Preppers, they call themselves. And it was quite interesting. It's a group that their mission is to educate people on what to do for emergency preparedness if the electricity is off for a few days at a time, and things that they should be thinking about, and if there's an earthquake, etc. He made it very clear they are not a survivalist group. They have no political agenda. They are simply a practical group and just want to increase awareness. And he had some really interesting things to say that I hadn't thought of before. So it was a very good meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. WTA Board, Paul.
The October general meeting will be held this Thursday, 8 o'clock, in the county council chambers. All are welcome.
Charlie, on the Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee. Okay. Dennis and Nick, on your two committees.
Meeting for the library on Wednesday, the 22nd. Senior Center is having a breakfast this Saturday.
Okay. Planning Commission. Paul, Alex, do you have any on the Planning Commission?
No report on the Planning Commission, sir, but for Park and Cemetery, I do have a report.
Okay. Would you like to give us the report on the
park? I just would like to give you an update on the Marine Park Playground. As you all know, we did not make our grand opening. I did go down there and let people know there was a couple families down there. But everything is still moving forward. I think we should be able to tentatively reschedule 2 weeks from today. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
2 weeks from today?
One.
Okay, go ahead, Bonnie.
So you're going to make sure it's literally done before you get the word out about a grand opening this time, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. That would be a good thing.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you, Alex.
All right, thank you.
Public Works Advisory Committee, Raven.
Yes, the committee met on October 1st. We actually met over at Lighthouse Point. It was one of the things the committee had been wanting to do was get a tour of the plant, and so we did that. We're starting discussion on the goals and objectives of our water comp plan. And the committee is poised and ready to provide review of the public works utility budgets as well as the electric comp plan to date. So a lot of work has been going into the day or the monthly, you know, training on the different topics that public works encounters. And I think the committee is getting more and more engaged and dynamic, so it's been pretty exciting. One thing I would say is one of our members had a suggestion, and Mr. Wilbrecht actually referred to that in the budget presentation, and that was just a way of leveraging all our different committees. We want to have more citizen participation. We already have a lot of work happening in those committees, but they're all happening independent of each other. So one of our members has actually indicated an interest in if we would allow it as staff to share contact information with the committees and maybe even have some kind of committee report to the paper each month or state of the city or something like that, but something that gets the ideas and thoughts of the people that are out there already helping together. So I thought that was a really interesting suggestion, and I'm bringing it up again with the department heads and see if that's something that we can make happen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Raven.
Oh, Raven, your meetings are first Thursday?
Our meetings are the first Thursday of every month at 10 a.m., so our next meeting will be Thursday, November 5th.
Okay.
And they are open to the public if there's anybody that might be interested in joining us. There have been, like I said, the discussions have been becoming more and more dynamic.
Okay, Small Cities Caucus. David, I believe we have a meeting tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
I think it's the
first Tuesday?
I think it's the third Tuesday. I'll look at my calendar.
Third Tuesday.
Second Tuesday.
Yeah, for some reason I think I thought it was tomorrow, but it is this month.
It's going to be tomorrow. I won't be able to attend. I've got a question.
And the Whatcom Council of Governments meeting is on the 14th. And I'm not going to be able to attend that. I think, David, you're going to attend in my.
Either I will be there or Raven.
Or Raven?
We'll work on that.
Okay. And what about the Whatcom County fire update? Chief Hollander?
Moving right along tonight, aren't we?
We are rolling.
Share with you our newsletter for the month. And then I also report on a fire we had at the FedEx building last Friday morning about 5 a.m. Arrived to one of those large warehouse buildings, what, 100 and maybe 100 by 200 feet. I mean, a huge building with smoke coming out of all four sides. And it turned out to be, it took a while to locate it, but it was on the freezer door on the TC Trading side of the FedEx building, if you're familiar with how they split that building up. So the fire was knocked down relatively quickly, but a lot of smoke damage to the inside of the building. It took us about 3 hours, I think, to get it all under control, and great help from Border Patrol and PD and closing down the roads for us. So just thought I'd let you know about that incident in the city, pretty substantial. I don't know what the smoke damage is yet. I haven't got that report. That was last Friday morning. Other than that, our call load is slowing down, I think because of the weather. The kids are back in school, so we like it that way, just a little bit slow. Then the summer was crazy for us. And if you don't have any questions, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Which we are all invited, I suspect. Okay, next item on our agenda is the public department reports. First up is the Public Works. Raven, do you have a projects update?
Well, the weather is definitely not slowing down our projects. I don't know if you've been out to Scommon Park lately, but our Public Works building is in great shape. They've got the forms up to pour the slab, hopefully tomorrow. And we're expecting them to start then forming the tilt-up walls shortly after that. So I think we've got the A-team building this for us. As I indicated, the Public Works Advisory Committee met at Lighthouse Point. Another reason why we held it there was that the crew received their second award for 100% compliance with the Department of Ecology. So two folks from Ecology came up and presented the plaque to our team, and we're just incredibly proud of them for all that that involves. And their permit is about an inch thick, if it gives you any perspective about the amount of requirements that they're mandated to achieve, even just paperwork submissions are part of that compliance. So we've got a good crew over there. Vista Terrace is also moving along. Weather has slowed things down a little bit, but the contractor is persevering. And then we do have a little bit of a change in kind of how we're proposing to implement the East Lane electrical work that we talked about last year. Based on the comp plan consultant looking at our capital improvement plan for the light fund, he's recommended just as a basis of how those shells should go down at a time that the North Harvey piece should actually be done first. So it is our intent to do that this year. Next year, our focus will be the Vista Terrace, where we're putting in the conduit now, but actually pulling all the wire and all that. We'll be contracting that out. Initially, we thought we'd do one section a year, and it just it's too cumbersome, too many homes. It's too big for our light crew. And then we'll be following that up with the H Street piece. So just wanted to give you that update, and it'll be reflected in the capital improvement plan that I show you for 16 through 21, but I wanted to be sure to let you know that Harvey piece was going first. With that, I am available for questions.
Questions? Go ahead, Dennis.
The Harbor Shores agreement, are you reviewing that?
We are. In fact, Mr. Bulk has a letter with some proposed contractual changes that went out to Skip last week. We're expecting that he'll want to discuss that with us, and we'll be open to that conversation. But right now, we are recommending an increase based on the usage being less than anticipated. For the kids. I'll talk to Leroy and see if that's something we can do.
Yeah, and there was one, the corner of H Street and Allen. I think I talked to you about this maybe a year ago, and Bush is going back.
8th Street and Allen. And okay. It's something that we addressed, and now it's grown back again? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bunny.
Well, I was basically given a thumbs up for the North Harvey work to come because Mr. Clark is in the audience. And so Raven reported on that. But I did forget to ask you, Raven, about whether there was going to be any additional light poles put on that street, on the corner, or down the stretch.
That's a really good question. We haven't talked about the budget implications of that, but I will look into it.
Okay. Good.
I think it's a good suggestion where we're in the city limits. We're
and while you're there,
at the very least, run an electrical, a spare conduit for future lighting if we don't actually do it. But I think that's a great suggestion.
I'm not sure how it is right there at the corner. Is it very good at the corner there, Terry? No. So I think that's a main concern, right? Right there at the corner. Okay, that's it.
Okay, Dennis.
Could I ask Alex to check on them? Is there anything being pushed as far as the landscape for the development in the way on Bayview, the tall houses?
No, there is no required landscaping for those. Those are all developed as individual lots. So they're essentially single-family homes. There is no other landscaping required for the Brickyard Cottages project on Bayview.
Okay, thank you, Raven. The next is Community Development Services. Alex, are you going to address that? Or?
No report, sir.
Okay, Public Safety, no report. City Manager.
The recipe?
So this is a fax about the gold bubble.
Oh.
Well, that's been a while.
Wonderful. Do some things which you can't do. So So one of the things that he's asked for are actually numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6 are really council-related actions that staff doesn't have authority to do. You know, waive fees, make some decisions about the development. So typically, a pre-application would come to the planning department. There'd be a meeting amongst the development team and the city about the project itself, and then we identified list of things that the parties would be concerned about relative to the project. You know, it could be drainage, it could be street access. There's just a number of things that we're concerned about. The fire department might be interested in a fire flow or a hydrant location. So those things would be typically a part of a project review at the front end. The things on this list are things that are far beyond the scope of that. And some of those even may include the Planning Commission. So what I'd like to do, I wanted to give this to you tonight so you can look at it. I'd like to bring it back to the council, if you want to do that, as action items at the next meeting. Some of those I think staff would recommend no to. And others are really discretionary. You know, completely within the purviews of the council to consider. And so I talked with Joel on Friday, and he asked me what the status of this was. I told him I was going to talk to you tonight, bring it to you. And so you can see what he's asked for. I have other copies for the public. I just didn't bring them. Happy to provide those. I ran out. So that's the end of my report.
Do you want to feedback from us on this?
I think
we
might want to wait. Because you just have had it, and
unless you're going to come back with something.
Yeah, we'll come back with a set of drawings, and but I wanted you to have this because I told them I would give it to you.
Six is illegal. We can't do that.
Yeah.
It's a citywide, or can't do it for one person. That's just an odd action.
No, he probably means across the board, across the city.
Well, we have our own stuff. We can bring back our own. Where the local property location is and those kind of things.
Does he have any?
Okay, so I don't really have anything else to report tonight, unless there's questions or direction from the council. Okay, thank you. Thank you, David. Okay, that brings us to calendars. As far as we know, all the calendars are correct.
Yes.
Okay, unfinished business. Any council member have any unfinished business?
I'd just like to remind everybody, you should have gotten an email from AWC.
Yes.
About the regional meeting on Thursday, November 12th.
Yes.
I'm planning on attending. I recommend this particular regional meeting for all council members. It's a good way to stay informed, and it's local. It's right here at the Anthony's home port.
Has everyone got an email on that, so we're all aware? I'm planning on going. It's a good meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Any other counts, unfinished business?
Is there any question about the gun, presenting the gun restriction shooting on Brayton Harbor and Semiahmoo Shoreline?
So I called up, called back Alex and told him that we were working on it. It looks like to us that we're probably going to need to make a resolution with the city council with a recommendation to the county council and sheriff to, because it's in the county world, to ask them to extend their the boundary out. I did mention that my conversation with Alex about that. And so the question the council will also be asked, do you want to surround the entire city? Mm-hmm. Right now that we don't have that complete. So that would be a question to the council. Do you want to do just that side of the city or the entire city? So we'll come back with some drawings.
It's banned over on this side where we're at.
Is it banned on this side? Mm-hmm. But it's not banned on the far side. And I don't think it's banned east of town, so. Banned in the north.
Okay. Any council new business? Anybody got any new business they want to present to the council? Hearing none, we are now going to the next item on the agenda, which is an executive session. And at approximately at 6:22 p.m. To discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42 period 30 period 140 four in brackets, to review the performance of a public employee pursuant to 42 period 30 period 110 one in brackets G in brackets, and sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42 period 30 period 110, one in brackets, C in brackets. We anticipate this to take how long?
Less than 30 minutes.
Less than 30 minutes. Is any action planned? No action planned. You're welcome in the audience to stay until we return.
Well, why would
you will be questioned.